This is Arsene Wenger. Welcome to FIFA Training Center.
You're listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Training Center podcast. Throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup in Qatar, we're taking you inside the game like never before. This fly-on-the-wall audio experience puts you inside the car with our team of experts as they travel to all 64 matches at the FIFA World Cup. The final whistle has blown in the game between Switzerland and Cameroon. You are now entering the minds of some of the world's finest football brains.
Welcome back, everyone. My name is Arni Barres. I'm joined by Pascal Zuber-Bühler, our goalkeeper expert Alberto Zaccaroni, Sunday Olisee, and Elliot Stonell. Guys, we just observed the first game of today between Switzerland and Cameroon. And Sunday, if I could start with you. You mentioned during the game that you felt that Cameroon was only waiting for mistakes rather than forcing them. Maybe talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, in modern football lately, we've seen that when a team loses ball possession, they go into a block, they gather around, and in that block, they try to win the ball back. Cameroon did that good. But in that block, they did not really have a scheme or win the ball back by aggressively, you know, changing tempo to press or get the ball back, force it from the opposition. So they waited for the opposition to try to play around them and eventually lose the ball. Then they went into attack. Now, what that meant was that they were, even in the block, not controlling the run of play. In the block itself, the opposition was doing the... They dictated the pace and where the ball went. So I think that's where they struggled, kind of.
Yeah, so Cameroon spent 20.38% in a low block throughout the game. The highest press phase that they had was in the mid-third, which was 5.97%.
So I guess this strongly supports also Sunday's observation that we're kind of sitting in a low block, very reactive, not really forcing, not really applying pressure. Okay, that's great. Thank you, Sunday. And Alberto, you observed Switzerland for us. Can you just give us your analysis of Switzerland?
Mr. thinks that Switzerland had a very good game. Even though Cameroon were not really that performant, but they were not that aggressive on the ball, and that way Switzerland were very good at it, but they were organized and better. Since Cameroon were not pressing that much, that the Swiss were able to play out from the back, and they had several players making offers ahead of the player in possession of the ball, so they could able really just come out of the when they had the position from deep, the build up, they could, you know, practically just play out and go forward. Well, that's why they were able to play vertically much, and by vertical I mean straight forwards and not too much to the sides and try, so they were able to go forward because the man in possession had very little pressure and could just play in a free zone. Well, kind of like the negative part to their game was that they did not have numbers in the middle when they lost the ball, so the Cameroonians were able to like make the counters through the middle and head up forward. So, well, they gave a lot of space out when they had to go into defending, and they were not closing up that well enough, and that gave the opposition the opportunity to play.
And Elliot, you obviously always have a close look at all the data that we collect. Is there anything else that tells a little bit the story of this game or tells us a little bit more about how Switzerland attacked?
Yeah, so when I was walking out of the stadium with Mr. Alberto, he was telling me how in the attack, Shaqiri would come inside off the right wing, and the right back Widmer would be overlapping and trying to get forward, which brings me on to this stat that I found during the game. Widmer received the ball behind the opposition defensive line four times, which is one of the highest that we've had for a defender so far. We normally tend to find that it's the attacking players that receive behind the defensive line. His influence in the game was really highlighted by the cross for the Vargas attempt, which was saved by the Cameroon keeper, Onana. And just a quick one, prior to this game, we we found that 10 out of the 33 goals have been scored by crosses, and we added another one onto that today by the goal from Mbolo for Switzerland.
And one statistic that Elliot didn't mention, but he shared it with me earlier, is that Cameroon had a very low score for expected goals Sunday, 0.35. What do you think they need to do to create more goal-scoring opportunities?
Well, to start with, the build-up from Cameroon was very, very slow, and they had very few players that were really making offers ahead of the man on the ball, and they had very few players who were, they didn't have what we call the third man run. That means they had only two players working on each phase. If you pass to somebody, the others wait for him to control and then they want to move. So that made it very, very predictable for the opposition. And even when they were able to go on the counter and had pullouts against the Swiss, they took so much time and they were poor in finding this a colleague to finish. And sometimes they even decided to go egoistic on themselves. The fact that at this level of world football, where pace is very important, if a team starts playing slow, 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 the opposition always have the ball in front of them. So there are no elements of surprise, and it's difficult then to score. And that's what happened today, you know. The only way I felt they could score was if Swiss made a mistake, not if they provoked it.
And Zubi, to come to you, you obviously played for Switzerland at the World Cup 2006 in Germany. You know this team inside out. What do you feel? Can you share some general information about how Switzerland usually plays? What we've seen today, was that characteristic of for what they try to do?
Yes, of course. A clear characteristic from Switzerland and the strength from Switzerland is in possession when they play out of the back. Starts by a fantastic goalkeeper with Jan Sommer, who is able to play left and right foot balls around into. He has a very good quality. He makes also the right decision where to play. And that I think Alberto and Sunday mentioned this already before. It's difficult to come or to make a pressing against Switzerland when they play out of the back, because they have this is so good that they play so good together, the four defender and including the goalkeeper, of course. And then in the midfield you have with Chuck and Freuler, two players who are also often asked for a ball, offering a ball. And this is a big strength from Switzerland, exactly, to come in the good pressing. You are not able to press really properly against the Swiss team, and this is absolutely a strength where the national team head coach Murat Yakin wants to go with Switzerland.
Yeah, and I must also say, I think I really like the goal that they scored. I mean, the ball was on the left wing, then they moved it inside to Xhaka, who then played to Freuler on the right half inside channel, and then all the way wide to, I think it was Shaqiri, and then across inside. So that was well done, right?
But also there, you know, the cross from Shaqiri, he's 99% using his left foot, yeah? But in this situation, he used his right foot. And also here, the variety from Shaqiri from Switzerland, it's impressive. And it starts, of course, with the key player in the midfield, with Xhaka, where he comes with this pass into the midfield. And yeah, Switzerland is difficult to play against. And especially, I mentioned again, to make pressing against them, it's not easy.
So be from a goalkeeper perspective, maybe not so much today, but just a general comment on the goalkeepers for today.
Okay, Jan Sommer, he had a clean sheet now. It's fantastic for every goalkeeper to play in a tournament to have a clean sheet. And he had two, three saves to make. And that was well done. And Onana on the other side, he had not a lot of save to do, yeah? And on the goal, he had no chance, because Mbolo was unmarked to score this goal. From the build-up game from Cameroon, it was obviously that Onana played very much a long ball, and he wanted to be more involved in the build-up. And you see, he wanted to be positive out from the back playing, and often he plays then the long ball on his left side.
Thank you, Alberto, Sunday, Zubi, Elliot, for your insights, and everyone else for listening. We will be back later with our debrief of Ghana versus Portugal. Yeah, until then.
You've been listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Highway 61 production for FIFA Training Center. For more information and insight throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup, visit fifatrainingcenter.com.